At the University of Akron, it was not the thousands Senator Sanders often drew during his Democratic primary rallies. In fact, it felt more like a college lecture, with Sanders asking the audience questions about things like oligarchs, Supreme Court decisions, and wealth inequality.
You all know what I mean by that? What do I mean by oligarch? Who wants to help me out?
But woven into those questions was a theme. Donald Trump represents the rich. Hillary Clinton understands the rest. Sanders began with a blistering attack on Trump for the years he pursued claims that President Obama was not American-born. Sanders said Trump tried to delegitimize Obama's presidency because he's African-American.
An awful and divisive and terrible thing to do, and a man who does things like that must not become president of the United States.
He said Trump's tax cuts would be a boon to the rich and unravel the economy for others.
You would think that if you were worth $10 billion, you might kind of say, okay, that's pretty good. I don't need more. I don't need more tax breaks. I don't need to destroy Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and Pell Grants. But that's what these guys want. They want it all. And what this campaign is really about is whether they get it all.
And he said Clinton has backed policies, from college aid to health care, that are key to America's future.
We work together to expand community health centers so that millions of people will be able to get health care and dental care and mental health counseling, a very important issue.
Andrew Berry is 18 and will be voting in his first presidential election. He acknowledged many millennials have trouble relating to Clinton in a way they never did with Sanders. He says the problem may be a clash of personality and culture.
She's more of a private person, I've heard, but I just don't think millennials like that. Because now everyone has everything, like, you're so open on social media.
Outside, a few protesters showed up to push votes for the Green Party's Jill Stein. Sanders also spoke to about 500 people at the Kent State Rec Center, telling them millennials cannot afford to sit this election out. From Akron, I'm M.L. Schulze at WKSU.